Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading. To order The Juice for your classroom or family, visit us at thejuicelearning.com.
Welcome back to The Deep Dive. You know how kids are always glued to their phones and tablets? Well, today we're taking a peek into one of those apps, The Juice, and seeing what kinds of stories are grabbing their attention.
It's really a fascinating mix, you know, from politics and the environment to stories about friendship and even some thought-provoking quotes. It's amazing what they're learning about these days.
I know, right? It's like a window into their world.
Exactly. So, ready to dive in?
Absolutely. Let's talk about the results of the recent U.S. election.
Okay.
Republicans now have control of the Senate.
Right. Big shift in power.
Yeah.
And, you know, kids are definitely hearing about this.
For sure.
So it's important that we can help them understand, like, what it all means.
Absolutely.
And The Juice actually does a good job of explaining, like, you know, the three branches of government.
Okay.
And how this new power dynamic in the Senate could affect things going forward.
Like policymaking.
Exactly. Yeah.
So they give some specific examples, like the races in Ohio.
Right.
Montana.
Uh-huh.
West Virginia.
Yeah, to show how the Senate flipped.
Yeah. And they talk about how much money was spent on these campaigns.
Right. Unprecedented level.
Yeah, especially in the Ohio Senate race, right?
Yeah, with Bernie Moreno. He won.
Yeah.
But it brings up this really interesting question, I think.
What's that?
Well, you know, what happens when you pour this much money into campaigns? Does it influence voters? Yeah.
Does it mean some voices get heard more than others?
It's definitely something to think about.
Yeah, for sure. Oh, and get this. The House is still too close to call.
Can you imagine waiting to find out who controls the House?
Talk about a cliffhanger.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of comebacks, former President Trump is back in the White House.
It's historic, really. Only the second president to ever win back the office after losing.
Wow.
And the first, you know, convicted felon to be elected president.
That's definitely something. I bet this has sparked a lot of conversations, especially among the younger crowd.
Absolutely. You know, this could be a good time to talk to them about how our political system works, second chances, and the whole idea of civic engagement.
Good point. All right, let's switch gears to the global stage.
Mm-hmm.
What happened at that big environmental summit, COP16?
Well, it didn't quite go as planned.
I heard things got a little messy.
Yeah, no agreement on some key issues like protecting a good chunk of our planet's land and sea.
That's concerning.
It is. Brian O'Donnell, you know, the CEO of Conservation International, put it pretty bluntly. The world doesn't have time for business as usual.
Makes you think, huh? Especially for the younger generation, this kind of news can be unsettling.
It's true. But maybe this is a chance to turn that unease into something positive. Talk about what we can do, you know, both personally and as a community to protect the environment.
I like that. Empowering them to be part of the solution.
Exactly. Now let's lighten things up a bit.
Okay, what do we have?
A truly heartwarming story about a 3-year-old named John and, believe it or not, his garbage truck driver, Craig Hodges.
Ah, that's cute. What happened?
Mm-hmm. It all started with a simple act of kindness. John offered Craig a snack, who knew that would turn into a weekly tradition and a beautiful friendship.
Oh, that's so sweet. I bet John loves seeing that big truck pull up every week.
Oh, he does. Apparently, John even gets to sit behind the wheel sometimes.
No way. That's awesome.
And Craig says John just brightens his day.
I love that. Such a simple yet powerful story.
It really is. This could be a good opportunity to talk to kids about kindness, compassion, and how we can connect with people from all walks of life, even in the most unexpected places.
You know, like those everyday heroes we often overlook.
Exactly. And, you know, it also shows how important role models are. Like, even someone you might not expect can have a positive influence on a kid.
That's true. Speaking of positive influences, did you see what's happening in the WNBA?
Yeah, pretty exciting stuff.
The WNBA had a huge year.
Huge, record-breaking attendance.
And now Nafisa Collier and Brianna Stewart are starting their own league.
Yeah, it's called Unrivaled, a 3-on-3 league. Happens during the WNBA offseason. Really shows how these athletes are like real entrepreneurs, you know? They're really dedicated to growing women's basketball.
And they've got some big names backing them.
Oh, yeah. Investors like Carmelo Anthony, Megan Rapinoe.
Wow. And they're trying to get Caitlin Clark to join, too.
Right. Apparently, they offered her $1 million.
A million?
Yep. Almost a million more than she makes in the WNBA.
Wow. I wonder if she'll take it.
That's the big question, right? And if she does, will other players follow?
It's going to be interesting to see how this all shakes out. Basketball's changing, that's for sure.
Definitely. This could be a good chance to talk to kids about how the sports world is evolving, how women's sports are getting more recognition, and how athletes are finding new paths, even outside of their sport. Okay, now for a little dose of wisdom to wrap up this section. One of the stories in The Juice actually features a quote by Franklin D. Roosevelt.
FDR. Now that's a blast from the past.
Right, and his words are just as relevant today as they were back then. He said, and I quote, "Inside the polling booth, every American man and woman stands as the equal of every other American man and woman."
That's powerful and so true. It really highlights the foundation of democracy, doesn't it?
It does. And for those who might need a refresher, FDR was the president who led the country through the Great Depression and World War II. Talk about a tough job. This quote really speaks to the significance of every single person having a voice in our democracy.
It's a powerful reminder of the importance of voting and civic engagement, for sure. Okay, so back to the election for a sec. What are people saying about Trump's win, especially given, you know, everything that's happened?
Well, it's pretty remarkable when you think about it. I mean, he's the first convicted felon to be elected president, and his sentencing is coming up soon.
That's right, later this month. So much uncertainty going into a second term.
Right. It raises all sorts of questions about accountability and, like, what message this sends. And we can't forget about the assassination attempts during the campaign.
Oh, yeah, there were two. Right.
Yeah. It shows just how tense things are politically right now.
I imagine this is a lot for young people to process.
Yeah.
It's kind of overwhelming, all this news.
It can be. That's why it's important for us as adults to make sure they have a safe space to talk about these things, encourage them to think critically, to question what they see and hear, and to understand the historical context.
Yeah, it's not just about talking, right?
Yeah.
They can get involved, too, in their own way.
Definitely. Whether it's through discussions or, like, expressing themselves creatively, even just participating in their communities.
Makes a difference. You know, it's interesting. All these stories we've talked about today seem so different, but they kind of have something in common.
Oh.
Change. The election. The environment. That friendship. Even women's basketball.
Yeah, I see what you mean. Things are always changing, aren't they? Politics, the planet, even personal relationships. And the sports world is always pushing boundaries.
And The Juice helps them make sense of it all.
Exactly. It makes these big, complicated events easier to understand, which helps them feel more connected to what's happening in the world.
Makes them feel like they can actually do something about it.
Right. So as we wrap up, what's the one thing we want our listeners to take away from this?
Well, what's that final thought?
I'd say this. The world's always changing, which can be scary, but also exciting. It's all about how we approach it. These stories remind us to think critically, to be empathetic, and to be open to new possibilities.
Well said. And to everyone listening, keep these conversations going with the young people in your lives. Ask them what they think, what resonated with them, how these stories connect to their own lives. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive into The Juice. Until next time, keep exploring, keep asking questions, and keep those conversations going. See you next time.
Thanks for listening to this overview of The Juice today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.